21 minutes to 8. Good morning to you. It is SENSA Breakfast on Thursday, the 1st of June, going for a top of 19 degrees today, and we are live at the Hospital Research Foundation Group. We are here today raising as much money as possible for research and patient care in SA hospitals. So if you want to donate right now, hospitalresearch.org.au/SEN, or you can go on our socials and our website. If you give right now, your donation will be doubled. In a few moments' time, we'll be joined by the CEO of the Adelaide Thunderbirds and Netball SA, Bronnie Clyre. Bix, the Crows have another big test this weekend as they head up to Darwin to take on the Gold Coast Suns.
Yes, indeed. It's going to be a cracking match. The Gold Coast Suns had a good win last week. They were in Darwin last week. They've stayed up there the whole week. They beat the Western Bulldogs, who were one of the form sides of the competition. They've won their last four leading into that match. So They are building, I think. They've got a young midfield headed up by Rao and Anderson. They've got Lukosius in really good form up forward. So they're in a bunch of teams. Adelaide are in 7th with 6 wins. Then you go down to the Suns, who are in 12th with 5 wins. So you've got Gold Coast, Sydney, Geelong, Fremantle, Western Adelaide, all in that bunch fighting for those probably last couple of spots in the top 8. So for Adelaide, they're a little bit like Port Adelaide. We talked about Port Adelaide's potential to have selection headaches because they've got players available. Well, there's two players that I think most likely come straight back into the side, and that's Mitch Hinge, who is out through concussion protocols. So if he passes those protocols, I think his form warrants him coming straight back in. And Brody Smith was a late withdrawal last week, didn't quite come up. So you've got two first-ranked defenders. But then you look at the side and you think, wow, well, where does that fit in? Because we know that Worrell came in last week and played very, very well. He would be desperately unlucky to miss out. Parnell was squeezed out of the first 22 and pushed onto into the substitute vest. So his position looks like it's under threat as well. So just wonder what that looks like. And the other thing as well, from outside of the team, you know, Schomburg, 29 disposals, 4 clearances. Berry, 25 and 8 clearances. Crouch had 30 again. He does that every week, it seems, 5 clearances. Haitley's in good form. So I'm just not sure where it comes from. Is it Lockie Murphy, who's been exceptional this year? Is it Ned McHenry, who's done nothing wrong, but, you know, he's been the one that's been up and down and in and out a little bit in that sub-vest? I'm just not sure how Adelaide are going to go at this stage.
We would love to know your thoughts, Crows fans. 0427 154 166. What changes would you make? And it's another test after coming off a big win against the Brisbane Lions. And the Crows have seemed to pass most of the tests which have been put in front of them this season. So they should be going in quite confident, albeit, as Ned McHenry said yesterday, they're starting to prepare for conditions they're not familiar with, which Gold Coast have had a week up there. Let's turn our attention to Netball SA. And we now are blessed to have the CEO of Netball SA and the Adelaide Thunderbirds on the line, Bronnie Clyre. Good morning to you, Bronnie. What an unusual way to finish your game on the weekend at the Thunderdome against West Coast, where, well, we didn't know whether we had a draw or a win, but thankfully we got the win and we can almost start saying that F word.
Oh, jeepers. I think we can start saying that F word, actually, Jared. I think,
well, this is good.
We're in. Yes. So another heart stopper by the Adelaide Thunderbirds, winning in the last 60 seconds. It was amazing.
I wanted to quickly touch on that, Bronnie, and we've got a bit to talk to you about. So as we said, we're really grateful for you for getting on board. And of course, the Adelaide Thunderbirds have a fantastic relationship with the Hospital Research Foundation Group. From outsiders who have made their way to support the Thunderbirds for the first time this season, they'd be seeing a player by the name of Eleanor Cardwell, who has been incredible with her strength in the goal circle, the leadership that she brings as an English international. But what I love is the growth and the development of the team around Eleanor. I feel this has been something that's been building under Tanya for the past couple of years, and the way that she coached on the weekend after Janelle Fowler dominated in that first quarter, I feel like the cohesion of the group is clicking, but it's been a long time coming and a big process.
Yeah, look, it has been a little while in the making, and I know that, you know, Tanya would say this is, she started coaching the team in 2019, and this is, you know, the fruition of a plan she put together back then, because the teams are not made overnight by Eleanor Cardwell just joining. But what Eleanor Cardwell has done has just been another really important piece of that puzzle. And these wins in the last, you know, minute or 5 minutes of a game just give the team that bit of belief that I think they need, you know, to believe that they can really do this and they really are going to be finals contenders this year.
That belief is so important, Bronny. And I think the other thing that comes along with it, and this is a totally different thing, is that when you have those great wins and the fans who pack out your stadium, they walk away like just buzzing. And so it's such a fillip for your organisation, because every person that would have been there on the weekend, I'm sure they're talking about getting back there next time. So the support you've received this year and in previous seasons has been quite outstanding.
The Pink Army, I will say, must be the best fans in the whole league. The roof absolutely lifted off the stadium on Saturday. I'm sure the players couldn't even hear the umpires blowing the whistle. It was so loud. Every game we've had this year has been pretty much sold out. We're about to head to the Entertainment Centre next weekend. That is nearly sold out. So, you know, the Pink Army are right behind the team, and that is, you know, that is helping the team with their belief as well. No doubt about it.
Bronny, before we talk to you about the players that might make an appearance at the Hospital Research Foundation Group today and the involvement the Thunderbirds have, I wanted to ask you about the reality of netball at the moment. We've seen what's happened with Collingwood over the past few weeks and the uncertainty that comes with that, because obviously without the eight teams, there's no broadcast deal, and the commercial reality too, from an outsider's point of view, a lot of people are going, well, just find another place to put a netball team and let's keep on going. But obviously that's not the case. I'm sure that the environment's quite challenging with the influx of AFLW players and a Women's World Cup coming to Australia in the round ball game. The challenge is always going to be there for netball, I feel.
Yeah, look, it is a challenge at the moment, but I think, you know, netball is 100 years old. In 2027, we'll celebrate our centenary. And it's a strong sport. It's still the number one sport for women and girls. And our numbers in South Australia are still rising, as they are right around the country. So it has its challenges. The eighth team, Collingwood pulling out, has provided a little bit of uncertainty. And I do feel for the Collingwood Magpie players, can I just say, first and foremost. But Netball will get through this. Netball Australia yesterday launched a process to run a request for request for proposal for an eighth team, and I know that there is already some interest in that. So I think we just need a bit of time now to allow Netball Australia to work through these processes, and I'm confident that, you know, that the SSM will go ahead and survive and thrive into the years ahead.
Let's hope so. We're here at the Hospital Research Foundation and today is Giving Day. Tell us about your partnership and what it means for your club.
Yeah, the partnership means a lot to Netball SA and the Adelaide Thunderbirds. So we are, as your listeners will know, the number one sport for women and girls throughout South Australia. And part of the partnership is to be able to spread positive health messages to women and girls right across South Australia. And, you know, we know this matters in our communities. And so we've been doing this partly through some netball clinics and partly through the partnership with the Premier League and also a program we run through Netball on the Road. So that's been really well received in communities, because we know that while netball, you know, is what we do, netball, you know, it's always about more than netball, right? It's about communities. It's about people. It's about having a tribe in a community. So, you know, every dollar that I know is raised today goes directly back to helping, you know, communities thrive, which matters.
Bronny, good luck this weekend. It sounds quite morbid saying it, but good luck in the last time that you'll face the Collingwood Magpies in Suncorp Super Netball this weekend. So it's going to be an emotional time. And as we know, we've got players like Tilly Garrett who used to play for Collingwood. So it's going to be a really bittersweet moment for the players. And we know some of the players are coming in here today to the Hospital Research Foundation Group. But again, congratulations on the season today. Job's not done. Finals are locked away, but we got to win finals as well. And I think we can go all the way. So congratulations for the season. And we'll see you at our next home game really soon.
Thanks, Jared. And can I just say that if you get a call from Macy or from Tipper today, and if you love netball or even if you don't, if you get their call, please give generously, because every dollar that the Hospital Research Foundation is able to raise really matters in our communities.
That's awesome. Amazing. Ankerville coming in. Tipper Dwan as well,
yes.
Which is fantastic. So Bronny Clyde there joining us here at the Hospital Research Foundation Giving Day. It is 11 minutes to 8 on SEN, hospitalresearch.org.au/SEN.
Yeah, and what I take out of the Thunderbirds, and Bronwyn mentioned it about 2019, Tanya took over, Tanya Obst. You have to get your key pillars in place. And as they've got stability, so Tanya there, you get some stability there. Bronwyn is there and providing great support. You start to get some of those key players there. And then you mentioned the word cohesion. You get the same group together and you can just continually fine-tune it. And that's what they've been doing. They've been sort of slowly making ground until this year. Then it's really, with the addition to a couple of key players, then you can really jump up the ladder like they've done. So it has been a slow build, but it's been a really methodical build. Well done to the people at the T-Birds.
One of the things you've constantly said to me in regards to team sport like basketball and netball compared to football is there's 18 players on the field at one time for a team in AFL, when for netball there's 7 players on the court. So the impact that these players need to have is probably more paramount than the 18 that take the field for an AFL team. So your goal shooter, Eleanor Cardwell, the impact that she has had and her presence and her strength and her maturity and taking shots in these key moments, the players that have come before her in that goal shooter position haven't had those attributes like Eleanor has. So the impact one player has on that team alongside the growth of the others, like the centre in Taylor Williams and Hannah Petty, the captain, starting on the bench. Like, she can't get a starting position at the moment. So go and support your Adelaide Thunderbirds. The next home game and the last home game of the home and away season is at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre on the 10th of
Just
June.
Just on that, the Adelaide Entertainment Centre is the only, pretty much the only way you're going to be able to see the Thunderbirds this year, because every other game is just about sold out, and this one, tickets are selling really quickly.
And the challenge is, when it comes to finals, I believe the Entertainment Centre is currently vacated by Disney on Ice or something else. So I feel that if we're trying to get more people to the Thunderdome, we might have to move the game to Findon, where the old Adelaide 36ers arena is. So just watch this space. We'll keep you updated. We need to take a breather.
I'm gonna throw something out there. Maybe I'll do it on the other side of the break. I got an idea.
Oh, he's just hooked us in. That is Radio Craft there by Mark A. Bickley. And also, Believe It or Not is next. It is all happening on this Thursday morning. It's 9 minutes to 8.